More than half of all states chose new governors this month. Most of the newcomers are Republicans, and they include South Carolina's Nikki Haley, a rising conservative star. Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports on what South Carolinians are expecting.
The people who love Nikki Haley's politics, and those who don't, often agree on at least one thing. The new governor of South Carolina
can't be any worse by any means.
You know, so I guess things can only get better.
Governor Sanford didn't do anything, so I can't imagine that, you know, if she's the same as him, we'll be all right.
Well, who could be worse than Governor Sanford?
Those were South Carolina residents Buddy Sanders, Teron Isaac, Barbara Jones, and Elizabeth Gresset. Two of them say they voted for Haley. Two didn't. But they're all happy to see Republican Governor Mark Sanford go. And not just because they're embarrassed by his infidelity. Long before he made that fateful trip from the Appalachian Trail to see his mistress in Argentina, Sanford's priorities of restructuring government and restricting spending were going nowhere.
Mark Sanford appeared to enjoy antagonizing the legislature.
Winthrop University political scientist Scott Huffman recalls the time Sanford took two squealing pigs into the State House, nicknamed Pork and Barrel, to show his disdain for the Republican legislature's budget. He used his veto pen often, only to be quickly overturned by lawmakers. Sanford actually sued the legislature to make it reject federal stimulus money. He lost that fight, too. And years ago, Sanford started grooming Nikki Haley to replace him when his two terms were up.
So Nikki Haley comes in, and she was, you know, argued, oh, it'll be Mark Sanford in a dress.
Just listen to the cautious tone of the Republican House budget leader, Dan Cooper, a longtime Sanford foe who disagreed often with Haley during her 6 years in the legislature.
I guess we're in the what they call the honeymoon phase. You know, we just don't know what we don't know yet about each other. So we'll have to wait and see.
Detractors call Haley abrasive and ambitious. She's only 38. Some say she jumped the line in front of more established Republicans in running for governor. She clobbered three of them in the party primary. Allegations that she'd had extramarital affairs only galvanized her supporters. One of Haley's close allies, Republican State Representative Nathan Ballantyne, says having enemies brings out her political strengths.
It makes her focused. And she's determined. You know, if she's got a mission and task, she's going to get it accomplished. You know, hell or high water. And she can also be very convincing.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Governor-elect Haley is mostly avoiding one-on-one interviews these days, opting for short press conferences like this one earlier in the week. Her tone has changed a little. The budget is likely to be Haley's biggest battle when she takes office in January. The state's funding gap could reach $1 billion. But Haley says she will help lawmakers with the budget, rather than stand back and wave her veto pen like Sanford did.
I think it's all about communication. It is about me giving them guidance, giving them leadership on what the problems are, and then giving them leadership on what the solutions are. It's really not up to me to judge how Governor Sanford is. It's very much about how Governor Haley's going to handle it.
Republican legislative leaders say it's a good sign that shortly after Haley won, she sat down with them to see where her priorities overlap with the party establishment she attacked so harshly during her campaign. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.